Most of the Arab world is strongly opposed to the use of military action to bring about Washington's stated policy of regime change in Iraq. Arab leaders say they're concerned about civilian casualties and the chaos and instability that may follow the overthrow of Iraq's leader, Saddam Hussein. Many Kuwaitis who lived through Iraq's 1990 invasion of their country share similar concerns. Still, a growing number of them say they support military action against Iraq for the good of the region. From Kuwait City, NPR's Kate Seely reports.
Along Kuwait's dusty border with Iraq, UN observers monitor a demilitarized zone known as the DMZ. Established after the end of the 1991 Gulf War, the DMZ serves as a buffer between the two enemies. Despite all the talk of a possible war against Baghdad, Chandra Galevich, a UN spokesman, says the only excitement in the DMZ these days are the weekend barbecues.
Everything is quiet and calm for the time being. There are no changes within the DMZ.
11 years after the retreat of Iraqi forces from Kuwait, the border between the two countries remains closed. That's in sharp contrast to life before the war, when Iraqis and Kuwaitis traveled easily and frequently across their shared frontier for business and pleasure. But Hassan al-Ibrahim, a former minister of education, says Kuwaitis remain traumatized by the 7 months of Iraqi occupation and are deeply uneasy living next door to Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein, as long as he's in power, there will be mistrust, there will be tension in the Gulf. So people want change and want it fast.
Liberal politician Ahmed Bishara says he, like most Kuwaitis, favors an American-led invasion to topple Saddam. But any military action, he says, must be followed by a U.S. effort to install a democratically elected government which respects human rights and the rule of law. That, he adds, would have an enormous impact on the region.
You would remove Iraq as a negative and destructive force in this region. By taking that model out and replacing it with a new, modern, open, and humane model, we would have created a nucleus for change in the region, whereby it will be difficult for Syria, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Gulf, will be difficult for them to remain the way they are.
University professor Shafiq Ghabra says Kuwaiti liberals believe war will ultimately improve the situation in the region.
There is this belief in the liberal camp in Kuwait and that the Arab world has stayed frozen in time and space and went actually from bad to worse, to worse, to worse. And therefore, many of them say, well, maybe a major event could begin a different transformation.
Ahmed Bishara dismisses the argument that war will trigger chaos in Iraq and the region. He says that's a view espoused by those who fear change. He says the Iraqi people are keen to put the era of Saddam behind them. But he says a secure, democratic Iraq would require a major commitment from the U.S. and other nations.
But we all have to chip in helping the Iraqis rebuild their country. It will be a smaller and a lesser price for us to help rebuild Iraq than arm ourselves to fight it.
Kuwait University professor Shafiq Ghabra says he too wants change in Iraq, but warns against taking military action to achieve it.
It's important for America to use the diplomatic option as much as it can, because by doing that, it will be faithful to its ideals. And by doing that, it would have given that chance, all the chances for a peaceful resolution, and there could be a crack in Iraq without even shooting one bullet.
However regime change takes place, Kuwaitis say they'll be the first to celebrate. Once Saddam Hussein is gone, they say, they'll begin the painful process of reconciling with their old neighbor. Kate Seely, NPR News, Kuwait City.